Thank you, Kevin. Now to our final batch of stories, which include an ordeal for a woman trying to save her dog, a plane stops on the NDR, the city will sparkle in a new musical, and Norfolk names make the cut in National Food and Drink Awards. First, listeners were given a shock when long-serving BBC Radio Norfolk presenter Wally Webb announced his retirement live on air.
Listeners were given a shock when long-serving BBC Radio Norfolk presenter Wally Webb announced his retirement live on air. Mr. Webb was a guest on Kirsten Thorne's breakfast show on Saturday morning when he surprised the audience with the news that he would quit the station after his final broadcast on January the 2nd, 2021. He said, "It's something that I've been contemplating for a little while now, but who would have imagined this year would have been the way it is? But the way it's all turned out, I've decided that after 40 plus years, it's time that I retired and let some of the new guns get in there as well, if you know what I mean." Mr. Webb will be latest in a line of big name departures as BBC Norfolk reshuffles its packs. Last week, it had been announced that Inside Out presenter David Whiteley had left, while Look East chief reporter Kim Riley and stalwart radio presenter Keith Skews have retired. Radio presenter Chrissy Jackson took voluntary redundancy. Mr. Webb had been reminiscing about his first ever moment on Radio Norfolk back in September the 14th, 1980, when he played AC/DC as his first track before making the announcement. In terms of his retirement, he said he would be looking to spend more time on the Broads, which is something he had missed this year due to coronavirus. Following Mr. Webb's announcement, Kirsten Thorne said it had been an honour and a privilege to have worked alongside him. She said she had learned so much from Wally, who she described as an absolute master of your craft. She added, "You're a stalwart of radio and have been for 40 years. Mr. Webb grew up in Manchester but later moved to Norfolk when he left the RAF, where together with other staff he had worked on a mobile disco called Solarscope to pursue a career in radio. Following a stint at Hospital Radio Norwich and a stint as resident DJ at Scamps in Anglia Square in Norwich from 1975 to 1980, Mr. Webb started on Radio Norfolk, where he has remained ever since. In March this year, Mr. Webb moved from the early morning show on BBC Radio Norfolk to presenting on air on the breakfast and mid-morning shows, reporting in the Verve satellite vehicle Tuesday and Saturday.
Ever since Norwich City fans were stopped from attending live football at Carrow Road, they've been counting the minutes until they could watch their beloved Canaries again. While the wait continues, one City fan has managed to bring the ground to his living room by building a replica out of Lego. Edward Main took on the challenge during the first lockdown, but decided he wanted to do it his own way by designing the structure himself rather than following a guide. It involved studying lots of photos and videos online, he said. "That gave me a chance to watch some goals from years gone by and enjoy those as well. It took me about a month or so to make, so that helped me to pass a bit of the time." The end result is a 650-piece replica of Carrow Road, which he estimates cost him around £80 plus postage to complete, and took more than a month. He said, "A lot of the time was taken up by waiting for the post. I've never been more excited for the postman to arrive, which is a bit sad really, but it kept the interest going."
A Thai restaurant, tea room, hotel and four fish and chip shops in Norfolk have been named among the best in the country at national awards. The Good Food Award 2021 highlights some of the best places to eat and drink, dividing them into categories including restaurant, takeaway, fish and chip shop, as well as a newer hotel section. Among those who made the list was Ban Tai on Church Street in Cromer, which was given the Good Food Award Gold Seal for 2021 after receiving the award in the restaurant category for 3 years in a row. Elsewhere, Village Cafe and Craft Shop Prima Rosa in Lower Street in Salhouse was given the Good Food Awards Gold Seal after being named in the cafe category for 5 consecutive years. 4 fish and chip shops named in Norfolk have been named among the best in the awards. They were Orford Place, on Orford Place in Norwich, and was included for the second year in a row. Boundary Fish Bar on Aylsham Road in Norwich also picked up an award for the second year in a row. Chish and Phipps on Angel Road in Norwich was given the gold seal for winning the award 3 times in a row. And My Place Fish and Chips on Baker Street in Galston was also given the gold seal for picking up the award for 6 years. Restaurants have been forced to close during lockdown, but are still allowed to offer takeaways, with many fish and chip shops able to trade under the exception.
A black and blue woman was pulled from a river by passers-by in a dramatic rescue after she toppled in while trying to save her dog from drowning. Jane Whiskard, who cannot swim, clung to a boat rope and held on to Bailey the Labrador as she spent 30 minutes in the River Yare off Whitlingham Lane. A man in his 80s was the first to try to save her, climbing onto a boat in a bid to reach the 46-year-old from South Avenue in Thorpe St Andrew. His efforts failed and she clung on until 2 men walked by and pulled her out of the water. The incident happened when Miss Whiskard was taking Bailey for his morning walk. He went into the water and got stuck between 2 boats while she was talking to the man in his 80s. She said, "I thought if I went onto my knees to pull Bailey up, I would be okay, but that was not sensible. I toppled into the river and found myself flailing." During the rescue, someone called 999 and the police and ambulance were called, but she did not need to go to hospital. Miss Whiskard added, "I can walk, but it is very painful. I'm eternally grateful to the 3 men who rescued me. I am lucky to have come out of it with a few bruises. It could have been a lot worse if they had not been there." She warned dog owners not to go into water to rescue their pets in an emergency situation. "Think about things and don't panic. Don't go in because the dog can swim somewhere else. Bailey is absolutely fine," Miss Whiskard added.
In the early hours of Halloween, as most of Norfolk slept, a passenger plane was lifted by crane over the Norwich Northern Distributor Road, NDR, resting briefly on the tarmac as it went. After years of taking this to the skies, it was making its final journey to the City of Norwich Aviation Museum, having been donated as an exhibit. The RJ85 passenger jet's arrival had been months in the making, with plenty of preparations and an overnight road closure needed to make it a reality. Trevor Eady from the museum said its journey was made in 2 parts, one leg over the fence of the Norwich Airport onto the NDR, and the second over another fence into the museum's land. He said weather had been in their favour, with conditions cool and still and wind only picking up later in the early hours, and that the move had been completed about 5 a.m. Mr. Eady added that the RJ85 had many links with operations from Norwich and KLM UK's engineering. The aircraft was formerly operated by CityJet and had been a regular sight at Norwich Airport since Air UK took delivery of the Avro 146-type aircraft in 1983. The aircraft is a 4-engine high-wing aircraft which operated out of many city airports, with its quiet operation having been the key to its success. It has been marketed as the Whisper Jet. It will be the only one of its kind on display at an aviation museum in the UK. The museum thanked those who were involved in securing the new aircraft, including CityJet, Quinto Crane and Plant, Air Salvage International, and Norwich Airport. The museum, a charity which works to preserve aircraft and artifacts linked to Norfolk, was able to expand after an increase in visitor numbers when the NDR was completed.
If you need further confirmation that Norwich is a magical place to be, then Netflix's latest festive offering, Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, which features scenes shot in Elm Hill, will do just that. The release of Jingle Jangle could not come at a better time, with people yearning for escapism after being cooped up inside due to lockdown restrictions and plummeting temperatures. Jingle Jangle, directed by David E. Talbot, features a predominantly black cast led by powerhouse Forrest Whitaker, the last King of Scotland, as toymaker Jeronicus Jangle. While the film is a shining beacon of diversity, its main message is the strength of family, which is important now more than ever. The story is set during the Victorian era in the fantasy town of Cobbleton, the home of Jeronicus's thriving shop, Jangles and Things, and it is a kaleidoscope of colour on screen with stunning costumes and extravagant sets. Elm Hill is used for lots of outside scenes in the film and is clearly recognisable. It only took a bit of fake snow and altering a few shop signs to transform it into a winter wonderland. Anyone who knows Norwich will feel warm and fuzzy inside seeing the cobbled streets they know so well reaching a worldwide audience, and the snowball fight was a real highlight and featured many local extras showcasing the stunning architecture of the street. Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey is the perfect antidote to current times, and you'll be watching it for years to come. Jingle Jangle arrives on Netflix on November the 13th.